This is Fatia, and you're listening to In the Neighborhood podcast, a podcast produced with lots of love all the way from Nigeria. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Neighborhood podcast, and you're listening to Fatia. So, in today's episode, I will be talking about money mindset. Yes, I know we often demonize money and everything that has to do with money. Well, on today's episode, I will be talking about why talking about money is important and why having a money mindset is importanter. Yes, importanter. So, a couple of days ago, I read a book by Zadie Smith titled Swing Time. So, in the book, the character by the name Lamine said something that was quite profound, and I've used it as my motivation, like my fuel so far. And it was something that went thus: money makes problems go away. Yes, as a Nigerian, this is something every one of us can relate with, because, for example, now I don't have light. The next house, they have light. They switch on their generator. You see, their problem has been solved. Me, I'm inside heat here. God save us. You don't have water. You just dig your bowl. You have solved that problem. Another one again that most young Nigerians often suffer is when, you know, jam continues to mess up with your life. You just go on the next available flight to a reliable country. So those are just relatable examples of how important money is. Now, as somebody, we used to, you know, associate having a money mindset as being vain and all that. I have come to realize, like, wanting to have money is not a bad thing. It is not something that should be demonized. I don't know why people continue to say, oh, money is the root of all evil, blah 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 blah, and you realize it is usually religious leaders that propagate this, that say, oh, money is this. But whereas them, they are frying inside private chat. Ha ha ha. Anyways, you guys get the gist. But yes, this is something I have noticed. Now, I stand to be corrected. But this is something I have noticed that is very common amongst Muslims, when you compare it. Like, it's in a sharp contrast when you compare it to Christians wanting to have money. Because I feel most of my friends who are Christians have this desire to have money. Like, you see them very what's that word they used to describe Igbos? Industrious. Yes, that's it. They're very industrious, and I've noticed this, it's very different amongst Muslims. Is that like, oh, God will provide, God will do this, God will do that, God. Now, I know they are, like, I have Muslim friends that are quite rich. So, like, northerners that are very rich, those ones, is like the money is already inside their family, so they're just working to maintain the money. And I also have friends that are also like lower income earners that are Muslims, who are just like God. I feel like you guys get just God all the time. So I'm just like, no, this has to be talked about. Like, the fact that you realize even in most countries that Muslims are the majority, there's that striking poverty that just comes at you immediately when you compare it to countries where, you know, Christians are the majority. Now, I stand to be corrected with all this, my assertions, but it's just what I have noticed. So I think it is not vain for you to talk about money, want to have money. Like, it is not vain. It's something I used to have a problem with, you know, trying to balance it. Like, I'm always doing that mental gymnastics in my head, like, so if I do this, does that do this, does that do this? But I've come to that point where I feel like talking about money is very important, and this is something I think should actually be taken down to, what's it called, our curriculum when it comes to, from your secondary school. You should start teaching children how to sell. Like, you see it when you compare it to children, young children in other schools. They already start selling like brownies on their, what's it called, Girls Guide Day, they sell brownies, or they tell them to come up with things that they can sell to make money. Like, you see all these things, and you, these things, I feel they should be replicated in our school system. Instead of always teaching people business studies, shorthand, like really shorthand. Who is using shorthand in today's? Like, who uses shorthand? Like, really? Shorthand? How have I used shorthand in my life? Please. But that's by the way. So, I feel like these are things that we should put into our curriculum. Like, fix it somewhere. Like, we should start teaching. Till now, I still don't grasp. Like, I don't grasp the concept of stock. I know, at my big age. Like, I still can't grasp it. I don't know. Like, things like talking about money, investments, like, where to, like, treasury bills and all these, these are things I'm forcing myself to learn about now at my big age. Yes, this is something, like, I feel if you were to compare probably a 16-year-old abroad, now this is, like, a rich take now, but I'm just, it's something I'm willing to bet on. When you compare it, I feel like they will be more knowledgeable, even if they are unlikely to plan all those things. Because for people who already have credit cards at 16, 18, I feel like that means their institution is willing to trust them enough with money. Whereas in Nigeria, for you to even get a debit card, like, they are already hounding you, doing this, doing that, go and bring this, go and bring that. And mostly, like, it's just sad. So I feel like these things have to be talked about, and they have to be put in our educational system in a way that we get to learn them and we're exposed to them from a very, 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 very young age. That's what I think. Because if we really want Nigeria to progress and all of that, like, you realize, oh God, I feel like I'm Marxist, but sometimes I tend to be capitalist in nature these days. But you realize, part of what contributed to the success of the NSAS protest was largely because the demographic of young people that were willing to donate were more than people that were against the protest. Like, most young people are either involved in this, involved in that, so they had money to donate to this cause. I mean, I feel like older generation, like, they also donated to the cause, but you realize most of the things that were on the ground when it came to calling the paramedics, you see, there was somebody in the medicine department sector, blah blah blah, security, food. Like, young people are very resourceful, and I feel like they should be rewarded by, you know, encouraging them and all of that thing. But that's just another discussion for another day. Just to bring us back to what I was talking about earlier, we just have to start talking about money more. It's not a bad thing to talk about money. Like, it is not. Please. If you have family members and all that, that they don't pay you, like, your, what's it called, when you offer them a service, they don't pay you, please run away from them. If they ask you that who is behind you, like, in your body, you'll say, Talu Alenye, so for one pay a mini, like, they should come and carry me, I am the one, come and carry me. Because these are things we have to start talking about now when it comes to money, that, like, you're doing it for God. Yeah, you have left it for them and all those things. Please, you cannot be doing that if you want to prosper, if you want to grow. And this is just something I've noticed among Muslims. I'm just saying this now, so people, I'm saying this, but it's what I've noticed. I stand to be corrected, but this has to stop if you want to progress. Like, if you want your business to grow, these are just some of the things we have to start correcting now when it comes to, you know, money. And another thing I think we should correct again is about when people come at you that your price is too expensive and all that. Like, when you factor in all your costs, is it your cost of transportation, cost of the production itself, like manufacturing and all of that, and you don't make any profit, then what's the point of the business? So I say to you that your price is your price. Like, your price is your price, as long as you are, now this is very important, as long as you are providing value, your price is your price. That's just what it is. And these are just some of the things we really need to start, you know, like, believing strongly in. Because whether you like it or not, your target audience is different from person A's target audience. So when your price is high, best believe that people who are willing to buy it, if they recognize the quality of what you're doing, will definitely pay for it. I mean, it's just with Mercedes and Teslas. You know, people are willing to pay for what they they can see that, oh, this thing is, they can recognize the quality. So yes, they're willing to pay for it when they do have the money. So you should just maintain, believe, and continue to, you know, increase the quality of whatever it is you're selling or marketing. Yeah, so that's just what I think it is. And another thing I think is very important is about how we have to start teaching, you know, having discourses around money from a very young age. I know business studies is cool and all, but we just need people to talk more about money. We just need that, honestly. I've not been one to go like, the reason why I'm working hard right now is so that my children can enjoy and all other variations. I'm not that kind of person. Like, the person I am is somebody like, I am working hard right now for me, for myself, like now, like for people around me, like for me to be able to say, oh, like, take this, take that, and, you know, just help generally. But when it comes to, like, me working hard just because, you know, for some future children, no, that's not me. Like, how? When my future children come, I mean, they'll sort themselves out with whatever is available, with whatever is present. But until then, enjoyment, please. Locate me, please. Locate me, yo. Like, that's all what I'm down for, please. If there is a ministry right now, like in Buhari's cabinet, for just Ministry of Enjoyment, I am the best fit, honestly. Like, I am the best fit. Yeah, so that's just that about that. Yeah, I thought, why not share, like, this platform I just came across with you guys, in line with what I have been talking about. So I just came across this digital marketing platform called Expertnier. It is basically an online platform where you get to make money by selling digital products. So it is similar to the platforms like Amazon and ClickBank, where you get to, you know, make money by selling. Like, you make money through and by being paid commissions. So the commissions, it ranges from like 30% to 50% and sometimes 80%. And the good thing about this Expertnier platform is you get to be paid every Friday. So if you're somebody looking for a source of passive income, this is for you. And the good thing again about this is that there are several packages for people who want to register for this platform. And the first one is the one for 10,000 Naira, where you get to register for 10,000 Naira and then you are, like, granted access to sell the various digital products ranging from your how to travel permanently to Canada, how to write copies that sell, how to open a PayPal account, and all other products like that that you will be seeing by the time you are granted access. There are about 46 products on the platform for you to sell, actually. And then the second deal that is a better deal, if you ask me, is the one for 40,000 Naira for your registration, where you get to be granted access to a training. So this training basically is to teach you how to sell those products perfectly. So in a way that you would be in a network of marketing experts, where you'll be taught and you'll be allowed, the opportunity to ask questions about things that you are confused about in your training as you go along the training. And the training is something that I feel it's a worthy investment. Like, for me now, currently serving my nation, and I will be done, like, in the next, say, how many months. Like, this is something that I consider a worthy investment in, that it's something I can always fall back on. Now I can call myself, like, a digital marketer, and I can start charging people for this service. Because so far, thanks to the training, I've been able to learn things like autoresponders. I didn't know about autoresponders before. I didn't even know. Like, email marketing was an abstract concept to me until now. So I didn't know about autoresponders, like, what's it called? Your MailChimp. I didn't know about AWeber. You know, in the training, again, you also get to learn how to write, copies that sell. So if you're somebody looking for a remote job on, say, Fiverr now, you have like a guide to teach you how to, you know, land that remote job. So all of this is just like a long-term thing where you get to make money in the long term. And in all honesty, yeah, I just registered last week and I am yet to make my sale, like my first sale now. But I am really optimistic. Like, I am optimistic in the sense that once I know that I'm done with the classes, something that I will be able to use in a way that I will start making money. And then I would be able to go, oh, like, I told you that. Because I know right now, people in my contact list are just looking at me skeptical and they've not bought any product from me. Because this is something that you have to think twice about, you know, before you put your money down. And it's something that is, you know, it's something I would do too. I want to know where my money is going into. So I understand why they are skeptical, in all honesty. But it's something that they would, you know, see in the long run. With my consistency now, that it is something that would give them value. And with this, again, it just shows you that it is not a get-rich-quick scheme, whatever thing, because you really have to work hard. So if you're not willing to work hard for this, then you shouldn't consider this at all. Like, you really have to be willing to discipline yourself to learn for the long run, like in the long run, basically. Like, that's just what it is. So if you're willing to register for the 10K, the 10K basically is just like you already have a lot, like you're knowledgeable about digital marketing, basically. That's just what that is. So you just get to register for the platform. That one is just like you saying when you start a business, like that's your capital. So you just have to put something down for that. So that's just what the 10K is all about. And then you'll be granted access to the platform to sell basically all those products I just mentioned and even more. There are several other products that I can't really remember right now that you would get to sell to people to make money. And you would get to make different money based on what you sell. So there's no even fixed salary now. Like, there's no fixed salary. Like, you can make 30 this week, 20 this week, 30, like, and all, 10 sometimes, you know, depending on what you sell. Because each price has its own commission. Like, that's just the good thing about that again. And there are no physical products, so you don't have to be bothered about delivery and all other, you know, worries that are attached to selling. So basically, if you want to register for either of them, you just let me know by clicking or by sending me a message rather. And in light of that, I was going to share my tip link. So I'll be sharing my tip link. If you guys feel like, oh, this girl is making sense, I like her voice or something, please just use the tip link to tip me. Please, guys. You can tip me in dollars and all other currencies that make sense. Thank you very much in advance. And not to take too much of your time again, if you will be kind enough to, you know, follow me on my Medium account. It's still the same name, Fatia Ande. On my Medium, I write as well. So please clap for me, read what I have written thus far. And yeah, pretty much that's it. So in line of all the madness and all that has been happening in Nigeria, I thought, why not share some tips with you guys, you know, on how to be productive. And then I'll be sharing three tips rather. So the first one is, like, finish every task you start, like, before standing up from a sitting. So say if you're going to sit for like 30 minutes or 20 minutes, you go sitting down knowing that, oh, this is the task you want to do, and then you're going to finish before standing up. I feel like it helps you to be productive in the sense that you see it as a challenge and you want to finish it. Like, you want to finish the task before standing up. So just like with me recording this now, I told myself I'm going to finish this before standing up. And this is why I'm here right now. So yes, I know it's going to be very hard, like, for the coming weeks, because with everything that's been happening, it's very easy for you to mess with your mental health. So yeah, for me, it has helped me thus far. It's just saying, and it has helped me to segment my task in a way that I go, this is what I'm going to do. So I go, like, I can sit down for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. And then the second thing I do is, it might sound cliche now, I watch motivational videos. Yes. So you can watch motivational videos like that motivational videos. Yes. And yeah, basically we all have people that inspire us. So you know the person that inspires you. So yeah. And lastly, you get to just tell yourself, like, you're going into every day that you want to learn something new. So for me, the fact that I go into every day with that mindset, it gets me excited. Like, I go, oh, what am I gonna learn today? What am I gonna learn today? Yeah. And yeah, and it's something that has helped me, like, it gets me excited and all of that. And then let me just give you guys a little inside gist. I just started learning programming. Yes, I just started learning a programming language. That's Python. Yeah, so recently I was able to, you know, those CBT style questioning thing, I was able to do that, like your input, print, and in, and all that. Yeah, I was able to do that. So yeah, I'm proud of myself. And yes, for those of you who want to ask, I'm still learning my French. Yeah, thank you. Je suis Nigerian. Comment ça va? You know, et toi, de rien. Yeah. I'm still learning my French. So yeah, basically that's just that about that. And to just wrap up, I hope I've been able to convince you guys. I know. No, and confuse you guys to have a money mindset. Please have a money mindset. And I know we like to be very religious and put everything in God's hand, but even God says we should work hard, like we should be resourceful. I mean, even in the Quran, like, you are supposed to give to charity. So if you're not rich, how are you going to give to charity? Like, how? Like, or how are you going to go to school? Because Islam is a big, like, advocate of education. So how then will you send your children or your relatives or friends, whatever, without money? So please, we should stop demonizing money. Money is good. Yeah, so please guys, I hope I've been able to do all of that. So please go into your week with positive energy and all of that good stuff. You can just send me a message if you're interested in registering for the affiliate marketing platform on my Twitter at In The Neighborhood, and on Instagram at In The Neighborhood Podcast on my Instagram. And have a great week, guys. Bye bye.